GOP convention speech.
You work hard for what you want in life.
With a familiar ring.
You work hard for what you want in life.
Republican speakers go on the attack.
Who would trust Hillary Clinton?
She deserves to be in stripes.
Tributes to the fallen. Pain I'm feeling. In Baton Rouge.
We're proud of him. We miss him.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland with the CBS World News Roundup.
The next First Lady of the United States.
The main speech on night number one here was supposed to be the comments of Donald Trump's wife, Melania. And this morning, that is what people are talking about.
My husband offers a new direction. Welcoming change.
But for all the wrong reasons. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Astute observers noticed clear similarities between Melania Trump's speech and what Michelle Obama told the Democratic convention in 2008. Here's what Mrs. Trump said about the values instilled in her by her parents.
That you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond. And you do what you say and keep your promise.
Mrs. Obama used the very same phrasing in her convention speech.
You work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
Social media lit up with allegations of plagiarism. And there was more.
The only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
The only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Before the speech, Melania Trump spoke briefly with NBC.
I wrote it with a little help as possible.
On CBS this morning, Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort tried to play down what appears to be 58 words lifted.
There are not that many similarities. There are a couple of phrases.
Word by word in a number of places.
It's basically three places in the speech, and it's fragments of words. There was nothing that she did in that speech that she thought was anybody's words but herself.
But CBS's John Dickerson says...
This takes them off message. Melania Trump was the crown jewel in last night's theatrical production, and now that crown jewel is occluded. There's a cloud around it because of this.
The controversy, to some degree, did take attention away from one of the main goals last night, going after Hillary Clinton.
I blame Hillary Clinton personally for the death of my son. That's personally.
Patricia Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, killed in Benghazi, suggested at one point that Clinton should be in prison. Now we get set for night number two. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
The focus of tonight's speeches is expected to be on Trump's economic expertise, with the official theme to appear in big letters on stage, Make America Work Again. Two of his children will speak, and so will others who portray their father as a billionaire success story who can create jobs for the whole country.
And the evening is expected to end with Trump officially receiving the GOP nomination. That's a report from Cleveland here this morning, Steve.
Well, the ghostwriter of Donald Trump's 1987 bestseller, The Art of the Deal, says he has regrets. Tony Schwartz tells The New Yorker magazine he feels remorse for making Trump more appealing than he is. And he says if Trump wins the presidency and gets the nuclear codes, it could, in his words, lead to the end of civilization. Trump's likely fall opponent lit into him, too. Hillary Clinton told CBS's Charlie Rose.
No self-control, no sense of history, no understanding of the limits of the kind of power that any president should impose upon himself. What he has laid out is the most dangerous, reckless approach to being president than I think we've ever seen.
A government watchdog group says Obama Housing Secretary Julian Castro violated a law when he advocated for Clinton's candidacy during an interview on government policies earlier this year. Castro is believed to be on Clinton's running mate shortlist. If not for the SWAT team shot from a football field away, police in Baton Rouge say Sunday's cop-killing gunman would have taken more than three lives. CBS's Peter King has more on the tributes for one of the slain officers.
Lord, we just love you and we thank you.
Baton Rouge's police chaplain tries to comfort the family of Officer Matthew Gerald. Maintaining hope is hard at times like this. Pastor Johnny Green says it's essential to the human spirit.
We have a saying, a Friday may be dark, but Sunday's on the way. And I'm talking about the resurrection. And so we battle with that hope.
This former co-worker says Gerald was so excited about becoming a police officer just 4 months ago.
I know that he was doing what he really wanted to do in life. be a police officer, and we're going to miss him.
Others felt the need to be here for another reason.
Feeling like it's a community, truly a community.
Peter King, CBS News, Baton Rouge.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for the axe and knife attack on a German train that injured five people. The 17-year-old Afghan attacker was shot and killed by police. With the Rio Games less than 3 weeks away now, the question is, will any athletes be there representing Russia? Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Olympic officials could decide Russia's fate today. This after anti-doping investigators yesterday confirmed the existence of a massive state-run doping program.
Our position's been clear for months.
Travis Tigert is head of the U.S. anti-doping agency.
In the event that the report showed state involvement with corrupting the Olympic Games and running a doping program, that they have no business being around the Olympics.
Not clear what would happen to Russian athletes living and training outside their home country and hence better able to prove they're clean. Steve?
On the Health Watch, there's news this morning about prostate cancer.
The number of men diagnosed with advanced metastatic prostate cancer shot up 72% between 2004 and 2013, Northwestern doctor Edward Schaefer says.
That shifts men from being curable to incurable.
Average PSA levels at diagnosis nearly doubled in these cases, meaning the disease was more aggressive. This study in the journal Prostate Cancer and Prostatic Diseases suggests reductions in screening may be contributing to this trend. Barry Bagnato, CBS News. Washington.
The parent company of Fox News says there's been no final resolution in the investigation into network chief Roger Ailes, who's facing allegations of sexual harassment from a former anchor, Gretchen Carlson. New York Magazine reports Rupert Murdoch and his sons have decided to remove Ailes from his post. After the third acquittal of a police officer charged in Baltimore's Freddie Gray case, there are calls for the prosecutor to drop the charges against other cops who face trial. Gene Ryan is president of the local Fraternal Order of Police.
Mrs. Mosby, put a stop to these prosecutions and let us move forward to find the real solutions for the problems facing our city.
Health investigators are scrambling over the latest Zika case in this country. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says a man in Utah got the virus, apparently not from a mosquito or sexual transmission.
If you were betting, you would say it was most likely transmitted by fluids. Zika virus has been found in urine, in saliva, in blood. The odds are that somehow this young man who was caring closely for his father got exposed to these fluids.
And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. For Steve Futterman in Cleveland, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.